When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A whim away, a whim away,
a whim away, a whim away,
a whim away,
a whim away,
a whim away,
a whim away.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.
A whim away.
In the jungle.
This is surreal.
That was kind of good.
That was kind of good. Do you reckon we could tour universities in America?
I want
some kind of a cappella group.
Yeah, definitely.
New sensation.
Make a wish a cappella.
Oh, okay. So it's not the kids who have the wish. We're dying. Is that what you're saying?
Everyone's dying in a way.
True.
But also, like, you need a reason why we're so bad at it. Or we just call it Australian a cappella. Because they never, probably have never heard an Australian do a cappella. We can pretty much do whatever we want.
I mean, it's kind of what we do. Like, Australian Idol is definitely not as good as American Idol. And you expect it to be a bit
but shitter. But they like it, I think, because it's Australian. It's like, here you go, yeah. Put me through, I'm nosy. And they're like, yeah. Oh, he's really called nosy. That's so arsy. That is so arsy. So, okay, we come in as an a cappella group.
Mm.
How you going, guys? We got a special guest for you. It's Australian a cappella, the leader here, Tom. How'd you get into the a cappella game?
Oh, you know, I fell down a hole and I was stuck in there for ages and I was trying to get attention, but there was someone else stuck in a hole across from me, and that was my friend Frenchie, and we kind of like harmonized our trying to get out of the hole speeches.
Oh, wow. I love that story. What song are you a cappella-ing for us today? You said it was a classic arsy song.
Yes. Have you heard of Midnight Oil?
Yes, I have.
Do you know any of their songs?
Oh, the band? No. I've heard of Midnight and I've heard of Oil. So I thought I've heard of those things, like the words.
Yeah. Well, suddenly I can't remember any Midnight Oil songs. Alex, do you remember any Midnight Oil songs?
Beds Are Burning.
Beds Are Burning. Yep, that was the song.
Okay.
And I'm going to perform it to you with my friend Frenchie. Right,
okay,
now.
Take it away. Tom and Frenchie, Aussie a cappella.
How can we sleep while the beds are burning?
It's a hard one to do.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Should have done AC/DC, maybe.
That's a bit generic.
Nah.
Oh.
Nah.
Oh, God.
Nah.
Oh, it stings.
Nah. Nah.
Do you reckon we're responsible for a
number of hell?
Do you reckon we're responsible for car crashes around Australia?
Oh, definitely.
Because if definitely. I was listening to that, I'd fucking hit a pillar.
No. I don't think... Okay. It's not the people who are listening. They're having a good time because they're on our level.
Okay.
They've got a good sense of humor. It's the other people driving next to them
the secondhand,
going, what the fuck is this?
Secondhand Tom and Frenchie kills.
What about this, okay?
Okay.
What if they've got the podcast cranked heaps loud at the lights? Someone's walking across right now. Oi, fuckhead, want to go? Honk, honk. And then they think that's coming from the car.
Yeah, and we start like a brawl.
Yeah. Nice mutt woman over there.
Have you ever had a mate beep your horn?
Oh, I try to do it all the time. Well, okay.
Oh, it's the worst.
I literally tried to do it with the missus on the weekend because there was someone going fucking 25 in a 60 zone. I go, you got to honk him to let him know. He's like, no, I'll get over soon. I'm like, fucking. So I'm trying to get it. She's grabbing my hand and I'm trying to honk.
You can't honk another person's horn, dude.
Well, yeah, apparently not, because I used to get cut when I was driving to the Glass House, the nightclub in Wollongong. I would drive all the boys in hammered because I would have to stay sober.
It's one of the most dangerous driving situations. If everyone else is hammered and you're driving, yeah. It's so distracting.
Yeah, 100%. And they like that, but it wasn't even deserved horn honks. It's one thing it's deserved, but they would just be like, person, honk, honk, car next to you, honk, honk.
I had a mate doing to a guy who was just crossing at the lights. He had a green light, totally allowed to cross.
Mm.
Beeped him. The guy jumped, got really, then got like embarrassed and angry.
Yeah.
You know, like the jump and then the.
But also the ones who are best at it, they honk your horn, then the arm will go down real quick and they'll look away. Like they didn't do it. So people look over at you and you're like, that was him. And you're like, what? Why'd you honk me?
The only one who's not here that's going to be on tour soon. We're going back on tour.
Luke.
We're going to honk the shit out of that guy.
Oh, let's honk Luke's horn.
Honk Luke's horn.
Okay. Stay tuned on the socials. Every time we honk Luke her horn, we're going to put it on the Instagram.
On the story.
Tom and Frenchie.
He won't know what hit him.
Can we get some more a cappella content from the tour too?
No one's asked for it, but we can. As long as we don't get any more on this episode, I think we move on. What have you been up to?
Oh, mate, just planning for the tour. We're going to Logan and Ipswich this weekend.
What are you planning? Do you fucking left, right, good nights?
Well, apparently it's like the tourist capital of Brisbane, they say.
Oh, yeah. If you want to, it's like kind of going to LA where it's a bit dangerous, you know?
Yeah. Would you say it's the Compton of Brisbane?
Yeah.
Love that. That's
it's like a bit of excitement. You're like, I don't know what's going to happen when I leave the house.
Straight out of Ipswich.
Yeah.
Crazy motherfucker called Tom Armstrong. So I've been prepping for that. Last Thursday, I did a set. First time in six, seven weeks.
How were you?
Bro. Stage legs were not there. It took a while to get them back. Yeah. Oh,
did you get nervous?
Nah, yeah, a little bit. And then shut up. But it just wasn't like, he just couldn't zone in. I was just like, what's going on here? Just didn't perform well. It was enough. Like, I got laughs and some laughs, but just didn't.
Maybe because you went to Europe, you got a bit European while you were over there.
Oh, I got the German sense of humor now.
Now they can't relate to you.
Danke schön. I did do a German accent.
Don't you hate us, Fancy, at a club?
Yeah.
And they're like, you can't come in, you're not wearing black.
That is so cool.
That's so German.
That is so German. But yeah, no, it was like, well, it's like anything. Like,
oh, isn't a bomb bad?
Well, it's like going, because Europe, you go 6 weeks without gym or running. First run I did after that, oh my goodness, I thought I had asthma. I thought, can you get adult onset asthma?
Probably.
And well, I got it.
Oh,
from
shit.
Europe.
Fuck.
And damn, so I didn't bomb, but I just
smoke everywhere.
Yeah, I just wasn't ready. So I got two more. I did another gig on Saturday.
Oh, better?
Yeah. 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 Yeah, it was nice. And then I got two more and then I'll be fucking cooking for the
You got
the
two
shows.
More before the
yeah,
weekend.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cooking. What did you get up to?
I don't know. Just fucking blacked out since last week. Woke up here still. No. I haven't been doing anything really, just working. I just got to fucking work for the man, you know.
This is like a throwback episode. Remember when we used to do that segment, Frenchie's weekend versus Tom's weekend?
Yeah.
You must have done something. You did something.
I don't know.
Did you watch a little cartoon?
Watch some people for a bit.
Play some Minecraft.
At a window.
Play some Minecraft.
They were just living their lives.
Guitar Hero.
There at the window just staring.
Didn't you go sell all your old clothes at that place?
Didn't go.
Oh. the one bit of plans you had.
What did you leave? What did you do?
Didn't go.
You don't like the sun. Why is it so sunny when I feel so cloudy on the inside? We laugh or we cry.
That's it, baby.
Because I went to this Up in Joke thing. Shout out Whitey and the boys.
Yes. How was it?
It's like a podcast show from Grin Reapers and the Hard Yarns.
So do they
podcast.
Do
so it was
a
like
live podcast?
They did some chatting on the couch. I did some stand-ups. I did some, showed some clips, some bodyboarding clips and stuff.
Did you do stand-up at that?
Yeah.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was really fun. The second half was when me and Rory were on.
How drunk was Rory?
Mate, that guy.
He's a menace.
So incredible how well he performs, so cooked.
What amazes me, pre-show, terrible banter. Unbearable banter with Rory when he's wasted. Goes on stage, somehow just can talk.
Bro,
comes off stage, terrible
so charming,
banter again.
So charming on stage.
I have seen where he's gone up multiple times, and by the end you're like, you're getting a bit mean.
Yeah.
But he does surprise me every time. I'm like, wow, he's doing well. And then he comes and talks to me. I'm like, oh, this is no good.
Yeah. Yeah, and I gigged with him on Thursday too, and he just kept talking through everyone's set.
He loves to do that.
Which I feel bad because it wasn't that many people there. I'm like, oh, I just kind of want to.
And he's kind of doing bits.
Yeah, it's got stories. He got stories.
Roast him because he roasts us to our face.
I called him the Ben Cousins of the comedy scene.
Yeah, because
he didn't like that.
No.
I meant peak Ben Cousins when he was playing footy and getting on it. Or did you see the rugby league players picture?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, with the
get
bag.
It. Oh, yeah, get it. I was going
to
say, get
That's
it
the
up.
Least surprising picture I've ever seen. No, but I don't think you need to get it up. It's a fucking rugby player holding a
but
bag.
But the best thing about it, and I've screenshotted it, Tom, for you, describe the photo for them firstly.
So he's got a little bag of probably Coke in his mouth, and he's holding a double black, is
double
it?
Black, and he's taking a selfie, and then look up top left. Where did he post that to?
Oh, he's verified again.
He posted to his own Instagram story.
Yeah, that's... they need to up their PR training.
Okay, it's one thing to have a bag of Coke in your mouth as an NRL player. It's the off-season. We all know you'll fucking do it. It's one second thing, one of your mates or someone you don't know takes a photo. They're a dog, not you. But to put it to your own Instagram story, bro.
The problem is, once you have the Coke, you think it's a good idea. Oh. So it's kind of like a vicious cycle.
Yeah, but you think most ideas are good. Has he started a podcast too?
Probably.
Probably.
For that one night only.
We should fucking start a podcast. Right?
Oh,
did
that's
you see
something...
it, Alex?
Yeah, yeah. I put it in the group chat.
Oh, right. Killed me.
And the NRL had to investigate the mystery. Sorry about that.
You're all right.
Biggest faux pas. Dua Lipa?
Dua Lipa's calling you?
Yeah. Yeah, and the headline was that the NRL had to... investigate what the white substance was.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll take a rough guess.
Tom, you're Valentine Holmes PR. What's his next step? What are you going to tell him? And what's a good excuse he could use for what that was?
Oh, dude. All right. You got white powder in a bag.
Yeah.
Fuck. You're making a cake. All right. Now you've got to show an elaborate cake. Hamish Blake used to do it on his Instagram, show the cake he'd made for his kid's birthday. Always elaborate. You've got to commit. So to a fucking Thomas the Tank Engine cake.
But why was the powder in such a little sati?
Because that's going to be revealed when you see the tiny snow that is on Thomas the Tank Engine. That was the final touch, and he was just pre-gaming like, you can't
flour.
Wait for this.
Is that flour or sugar or
sugar.
Something?
Sugar. Yeah. Icing sugar.
Nice.
Yeah.
God done. You just need to give them another narrative,
it's like
really.
Too much of a story that you're like, that's not made up. That's too much detail.
Yeah, definitely. Thomas
you gotta,
the Tank
you
Engine?
Might have to throw a whole party for your son.
He doesn't have kids.
Exactly.
He's got to hire him.
Yeah, you're gonna have to knock a chick up fast.
It's all about spinning the narrative or giving them something else to report on. Because news outlets need something to report on. They love a disgraced rugby league player. So if you can be like, oh, actually...
You don't hear many like... What's the opposite of disgraced?
Doing a bit of drugs. Well, because they don't like to focus on it. I'm sure just as many rugby league players do good stuff for charity or their area. They do a lot of clinics with kids. It's just not interesting news. It's way more interesting. Val Holmes with his ice and sugar. Poor bloke. Just trying to make a cake. Trying to make a cake.
Damn, dude. It's rough out there.
Ah, bro. Man's got... What do you take for diabetes?
Insulin.
Could insulin be in that? No.
I think.
But when you get low blood sugar, don't you like have to eat sugar?
Yeah.
So maybe he just keeps a secret sugar pouch.
And he was proud of it.
Yeah, he's like, well, he's drinking a lot of sugar in that double black.
True. I think he's going to be all right. I don't know if we ended up putting it in the show, but we were talking about girl math. Did that end up?
Oh,
because this is a good
segment. Forgot about that.
So, guys, I don't know if you've heard of girl math, but it's this thing sweeping TikTok where girls justify purchases using girl math, which is a very specific way of thinking. For example, girl math, if you've got cash, that doesn't count because it's cash. Because we have, like, it's not in your bank account. You've just got it. So you can spend that cash, doesn't count.
Well, I'll say this. I can give you a perfect example. Mm-hmm. In London, my missus bought herself a Burberry coat.
Okay.
Which
expensive.
Was like, it was like, but it was at like the vintage stores.
Ooh.
So it was 800, 700 pounds maybe, so which is like 1,400 Australian dollars. Very expensive. Very crazy expensive. I'm like, that's insanely expensive. She starts doing girl math on me. She's like, well, really, Burberry coats are like 3,000 to 4,000. So I've just saved $2,600. Also, I'm buying it in London. You know how much a flight is to London for me to come back to get that same price? Ooh. That's another $2,000 I've just saved. Yep. Also, if I wear it, have this, it's a coat for life. So I wear it, have it till I'm 80. What's that, 50 years?
Yep.
And I wear it, let's say, realistically, once a week. One times 50 times another 50. What's that? Can you even work that out? That's like a dollar per wear.
Yeah.
Would you do something for a dollar per wear? How often do you wear that T-shirt?
And then that might, since it's Burberry, it's designer, it might go up in price.
It might go up in price.
In vintage.
Go up in price. They've sold this 20 years later. So how much will I make in 20 years?
She's made money instead of losing money. So that's the kind of math they do for purchases. Yeah. They kind of talk their way around. So I thought it would be fun, while we're on this subject, if one of the boys has a missus, she finds out that he bought a $400 bag on the weekend.
$300.
Nah, it depends. And he's got to justify it.
Yes.
Okay, using girl math.
Okay, using girl math to buy a Coke bag.
Mm.
Okay, how would you justify it?
Okay, so you might be like, this bag may... So we're saying $300?
Yeah.
So it's $300, but what if me and the boys brainstorm a new business that makes $1 billion in the tech world.
Because of the medicine we've just had.
Exactly. We got energy. We're spitballing. Ideas flying.
Also, social currency. Like, that's social health is so important. It's really it's an investment in your own health. How much is it worth to be healthy? A lot. Walt Disney spends, $1 billion a year to keep himself frozen, trying to stay healthy.
True.
Making money.
Have you seen the price of drinks these days?
Yes.
It's like $25 a cocktail. I'm not going to have to drink any of those because I'm already dancing.
Also, how bad is alcohol for your liver? By having cocaine instead, I will be saving my liver, saving health in the future. I won't have to possibly see a doctor for cirrhosis or anything like that. That's another couple $100 saved.
On that note, cocaine doesn't have many calories.
Mm.
I'm not going to have to work this off. I've saved, how much is a gym membership? I'd say more than $300.
Mm.
That's like $30 a week, maybe.
Mm.
Saving that.
Alex? how else can we justify using girl math to buy saddies?
Really threw him under the bus.
I guess that if you buy the bag now and you reciprocate to your mates, they might reciprocate.
Yeah, so if you shout the boys a little bit of coke, next time you're not going to have to buy that coke. They'll go, I remember Legend last week got me through.
And it might go up.
That's right.
It might go up in prices.
Yeah,
so
inflation.
You might be getting a good deal.
Yeah, you might have, I was thinking like you might have bought it in another country, but we're getting
save money on dinner too.
Yeah. Mm.
Don't need to eat.
Yeah, you don't need to eat. Also, you don't have to burn those calories off from stupid food.
Yeah.
Mm. I think it's bought itself.
Okay. Let's try another one. Girl math to play the pokies. Using girl math to play the pokies. $50 in, where's the gold?
Well, this $50 I already got from winning at the pokies last week. So it doesn't count. It's not real money.
Yeah, I put $300 in last week. I pulled out $50, but I got it from the pokies last week. And if you're playing with not real money, everything's a bonus. And how much is fun worth with the friends? How much is your time worth? And I could just spend this $50 buying... What other game would keep me this?
Have you seen movie ticket prices these days? It's almost $50 if you get a popcorn.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sitting here for 12 hours. I've shit my pants.
And sometimes you get free sausage rolls, free party pies. I'm saving money on that.
You're getting that free secondhand smoke. Smokes are like $50 a packet these days.
$50 a packet?
You're just breathing it in.
You're getting
free.
At least a packet per 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You stay there for an hour, that's 3 packets of cigarettes. That's $150 you've just made from your $50.
And how often do you get to sit in a room with the oldest Chinese women you've ever seen?
I was just going to say that. I was literally just going to say that. Have you seen how much Duolingo is? Or to get lessons in Chinese, you can learn it for free at the pokies. That's a free lesson. You stay there for 2 hours with your own tutor, you're going to learn a lot of different words like, this is rigged in Mandarin.
Yep.
Where's my money gone in Mandarin? Oh, double
can
feature.
Can you watch my machine?
No dinner for my kids.
No dinner. Yeah, that sort of stuff. You're going to learn a lot of Mandarin. I guess some Japanese.
Tradie stuff. You can learn maybe tradie tips.
A lot of tradies are in the pokies too. How much cheaper is it if you get a tradie to do something if you know them versus if they're random?
That's just networking.
That's networking. So you're next to a plumber. Tomo's there. You start chatting. Oh, I've actually got pipes I need. Tomo's like, I'll give you a good price. He gives you $200 off your pipes in the future. You just made $200 from your $50.
That's good. You're also training
what?
Just say you go to time zone.
Mm.
Fucking whack-a-mole's handing out tickets.
Oh wow,
who's better at slapping than a slapper?
Also, tapping that button, have you ever been to a museum? Often I've been to this museum before. It was about communications. They had a Morse code machine. You'd pay money to have a go doing Morse code. You learn the taps on the pokies for free. It's like a little Morse code training.
Yep.
Strengthening those finger muscles. Yeah.
What were we talking about again?
Girl math. So, yeah, we just made money on the pokies.
Wow. And we didn't even win. We lost it all.
Oh, definitely. I'm going back there, though.
That's funny.
That is fun. That's one of my favorite things is girl math's actually really funny. The one I saw was the one you told me about on TikTok.
The Taylor Swift one. Where they're justifying, like, I think she was flying from New Zealand to Sydney, and these girls justified her getting a ticket to every show. So there was 4 shows in a row in Sydney or something, and she got tickets to each of them, cost her like $4,000. And then they reverse engineer the math. They're like, well, if you film it on your phone, you can watch it every day, and that's like a concert every day for the rest of your life.
And for the rest of your life, it's all this sort of stuff funny. Like that. But it also makes so much more sense because the missus does these purchases where I'm just like, why did you think that was a good purchase? Whereas
what type of stuff?
Just keeps it closed.
Oh, yeah.
But it's girl math too. because they just send it back if they don't like it, or they sell it online, or then I don't know the girl math behind it. I don't know, but a lot of that sort of
stuff. Oh, dude, we're going to need a bigger place just because of the clothes we have.
And then you didn't even get to sell them at the thrift store.
Yeah.
Did Tonya sell hers or not?
No, because she was out late. And I had to go get her, and then we woke up and I was sick.
Well, I was going to say that on Thursday, my buddy from soccer hits me up. He's like, yo, I've got a golf spot free if you're keen to play. I go, fuck yeah, I'm in. He goes, sick. It's at 6:30 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Oof.
I'm like, you're lucky you got me to Yeah, but I wasn't planning on having a big one. Because I was going to drive to
And then Rory starts buying tequila shots.
Shots start happening. Next minute, it's 2:30 a.m. I'm in Manly.
Oh, God.
Some sketchy ass pub there. I get home and like, 2:40, 2:50.
Oh, did you go to golf?
Yep.
That's my nightmare.
I'm getting up. It's 5:30 a.m. whatever.
You're still
I'm getting
drunk.
Up for golf.
Yeah, for sure.
Meg's like, you probably should catch an Uber there. I'm like, nah, I feel pretty good. I had vodka sodas for the last 2 hours. Fortunately, I did Uber because I saw myself in the mirror. I'm like, no, you need
Isn't it
Uber.
Scary when you see yourself? Looks like someone else painted you. Like, you don't look normal.
Someone else painted you.
You look all kind of fucked up.
Perfect description.
You're like, who is that? You get a jump scare from yourself.
Bro, that's almost like the levels, the different times you look at yourself on a night out is so funny.
It's always in the bathroom. That's like you're washing your hands and you're like, oh, no.
But that actually could be a good video because start of the night, you're getting ready. You're like, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm looking at it. And then like a few drinks in, you see yourself after a pee again. You're like, I'm still looking pretty good.
You're almost more confident.
More
at that
confident.
Point.
A few like, more drinks, couple lines, and you're like, I'm a fucking god. Oh, yeah.
Sometimes but you look heaps sweatier. Myself.
Yeah, you don't look as
you
good,
look
but
more
mentally
vampire-ish.
You think you do.
Yeah. And you got stains.
Stains
every time. You got some kind of fucking red stain on you from some kind of vodka drink.
The teeth start getting stained. Yeah. Just
you've got a ciggy in your mouth that's lit for some reason.
Yeah, you just bring more things into the bathroom with
you. You've got a sombrero. On, you're like, when did I have it?
100%. And then the worst look is the one when you get home's not pretty, because especially pre or post spew, but then the one the next day where you're just a different human. Oh, have I got a filter on my face? The old man filter?
Funny. Have we got any news?
Should we? Yep.
Yep. Play that jingle.
I didn't make one. You got one?
Click, here it is. Click.
Trending news.
There was a big delay for him to come up with that.
We should have done that as a cappella then.
I promised them no more. I promised them.
Oh, man.
All right, let's get into it. What do you got?
All right, so I've got a bunch of Gen Z phrases that have made it into the 9th edition of the Macquarie Dictionary.
Yes.
I want to run them by you.
Oh, yeah, we should get them up, French, and we can read them out.
Oh, sick.
Because there are some fucking corkers. I love this. Every year, the dictionary announces just dumb words people have come up with online. That's basically the new...
How do they decide whether it's worth getting in? Like, is fetch in there?
Fetch?
From Mean Girls.
That's a long old
I know what I'm saying, but that's the original. I reckon we're starting some shit on TikTok.
Probably
sort
is.
Of. No cap.
Oh. Do you want to get your list up?
No, you do this one. I'll do the one at the end.
There's quite a few, is what I'm saying.
Okay. I'll have a look. I'll have a look.
I'll wait for you.
Are we going to try to guess what each word means?
I reckon it says what it means, but we'll just use it in a sentence. Okay. It's fun, like a spelling bee. All right, the first one, I think we've actually mentioned this on the podcast, but it might have meant something different, but I don't think it did. I didn't realize it was a common term, goblin mode.
We mentioned it in a sexual way. We saw it on a Reddit thread, and some woman was like, my husband keeps going goblin mode on me.
Yep.
So let me
tell you what it means. A pattern of behavior characterized by an embrace of indolence and slovenliness. However, according to the Cambridge Dictionary, it also means the behavior of someone who wants to feel comfortable and do and eat whatever they want, not caring about trying to be clean, healthy, or attractive. So, yeah.
But how's that sexual? What was the sexual one it was?
He was turning into a goblin.
Oh.
Like the animal, the mythical beast. Okay, so, guys, I'm not coming out this weekend. I'm going to stay home and just get my goblin mode on. And they're like, oh, this guy's going to eat some fucking KFC.
Oh, I had KFC on the weekend, actually.
Yeah, I think you got your goblin mode on the weekend, dude.
Yeah, bro.
Have you found it?
Oh, no, I'm still in goblin mode. Click. is it in a separate doc? Oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah, I just hadn't updated. Menti B.
That's funny.
That sounds like a rapper. I think that's a rapper.
He only smokes
Menti
menthols.
B, Menti B, Menti B, Menti B. You know that, like, English chick? You know, B. Is a B, is a B, is it? What?
I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. This is that European shit you're on that we don't understand. Do you want to explain what it is?
Have a little menti be a breakdown in one's mental health or tantrum.
So it's a shortened version of mental breakdown.
I've never heard that. Have you heard it?
Use it in a sentence.
When I eat apples on the podcast, it gives Tom a menti bee.
It fucking does. Yeah, no, that's good.
Okay, menti bee, goblin moan. We got to add these in, guys. Okay. We got to be cool like the kids.
This is one that I'm surprised wasn't in there, but it's cool they add it to the dictionary. Situationship. So it's a relationship between two people in which they may engage in outings, sexual activity, etc., but do not consider each other a girlfriend or partner.
Yeah, it's just like a little friends with benefits.
Yeah. It's like, you know, James and Margaret are in a situationship.
Yes, I did see that.
She's 60, he's 18.
Yeah, but they're just having a little situationship. It's a bit of fun.
They get tacos, they eat tacos, you know what I'm saying?
Heard.
Good on them.
Yeah, good on them. Go in goblin mode. That'd be bad for my menti bee, but you, Margaret.
He's using them all.
Spicy cough is COVID-19.
Mm.
Yeah, that's. I don't think that needed to be added in there.
But it wasn't in there.
I don't think it needed to be.
Why not?
Because it's just fun little slang. It doesn't have to be in the dictionary.
That's what this whole thing is about.
Yeah, but I'm saying COVID's slang over is
in
too.
No, but slang is in the dictionary now.
Yeah?
Yeah. Frenchie's just figuring out what this is all about.
The bachelor's handbag. Do you know what that is?
I do now. That's so funny.
Takeaway roast chicken.
That's so good. You know how they come in like, it literally looks like a handbag.
Well, it's got a handle for it, bro. Yeah. Oh, bro, the amount of times you go into a supermarket thinking, oh, I'm just going to get a toothbrush and some Jats, and then you smell that roast chicken. You're like, fuck, I could have some chicken tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, those smell so good. Do you get the chicken often?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least once every fortnight.
Get the handbag. He gets the handbag. Do you have it with?
When they give you the change at the supermarket, do you just chuck that in with the chicken? You know, just in the bachelor's handbag?
Yeah, just open it up.
Yeah, there's just coins
go
in.
Go shopping afterwards, put it all
car
in there.
Car keys and shit are all greasy.
Do you go wraps or do you eat it raw or what are you?
Raw, yeah, he not raw. Cooks it.
No, not raw, but like straight.
Yeah, so I would say you bring it home. You're already hungry because maybe you like walk to the supermarket. So have a like drumstick and then wrap for the next day. Usually I like to put it in like a pesto pasta.
Oh
damn.
And at what stage of that timeline do you fuck the shit out of it?
Once it's a carcass.
Oh good, there we go. Glad we cleared that up. I knew he would. I just know him. Okay, doom scrolling. The practice of continually reading news feeds. Yeah, it's just like you on TikTok, you're like, I'll just watch some TikToks, and then it's been 4 days and your family's like, are you missing?
Doom scrolling. I've never heard of that one.
Really?
No, and I've played Doom before too, have you?
Yeah.
Ick. Oh yeah, we know Ick. Mm. Would you be proud to be someone's Ick?
Just me as a person?
Yeah.
That seems mean.
No, I'm not saying you are. I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying kind of Ick. That's my Ick. Ick.
Just you are my Ick.
You are my Ick.
That'd be a good rap title.
I feel it's ironic.
You are my Ick. You make me sick. It could be a whole thing.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
But you got it thick.
Oh.
So I want to get in it chic.
Oh, there's that fucking European shit coming back.
It's ironic, but because girls who say ick the most, it's an ick, them saying ick.
Okay.
Don't you think?
It's a vicious cycle.
People who say ick too much, that's an ick.
Mm.
That's my ick.
It's like, stop judging me. Look at your fucking face.
Not what I was saying.
No,
that
different.
Is not
what okay. My bad.
Been taken up to Rory.
All right, that's that. Is there anything they missed on that list? Do you reckon there was any other words that had been popping off that needed to be on there?
Question.
Like popping off, you know?
Yeah, bro.
Cool word.
Yeah, wagwan. Is
wagwan.
That in there?
Boomba clad. What's the next story before I keep doing it?
What does that mean?
I don't even know. I think it's booty or something.
Florida man arrested after trying to cross Atlantic in hamster wheel vessel.
The Atlantic. That is the funniest. Of course, Florida man.
Oh, dude.
Have you seen the contraption? Did you see a photo of it?
I did.
It's incredible. He should get a Nobel Prize.
Mm.
He should get some sort of like gift.
It looked like Lego.
Yeah.
It was like, a hamster wheel for the water.
And why is he not allowed to?
Probably because they're like, this man will die.
But that's not on, that's on him.
I agree. I reckon that's a Darwin Award type thing. Like, bro, you put a lot of effort into this. Have a good life.
Like, why the fuck would he not be allowed to attempt to cross in a hamster wheel?
How far is that off the top of your head?
There's nothing more human than trying to do something no one's done. It's like, he's a pioneer.
So he's like an explorer.
Well, people would think if you tried to, was it the 4-minute mile? They didn't break for ages. They thought you'd die if you ran that fast. Someone broke it. Roger Bannister, New Zealander. Now everyone can do it. It's not hard.
Did you read that on a fucking beer cap?
I don't know. It could all be factually incorrect.
Very,
it could all be
very
incorrect.
Precise fact, you know.
It could be all incorrect.
I like that. That's cool.
But I'm saying like, how do you know it's not... I think they did it for his own safety, but how do you know it's not safe to cross on a hamster wheel?
I don't think he had any food or drink.
Yeah, because he was going to fish.
Yeah, because the problem is you're in a hamster
it's
wheel.
A hamster.
Your food starts fucking spinning. It's gone, you know?
No, but if he runs fast enough, the fish will flick up into him and he just takes a bite.
That's clever.
That's okay. Chaos.
No, it was chaotic. He's tried it, this similar voyage 3 times, all of which have ended with the Coast Guard intervening.
Yeah, that makes sense. And if they're like, fuck, dude, we're using all our resources, putting our Coast Guards at risk.
And it takes a turn. It says that when the officials told him to step off the vessel, he threatened to kill himself.
Holy
and
shit.
Also claimed that he had a bomb on board.
Fucking hell. He's not all there.
Oh.
Hamsters.
However, then right. He says that
how
he's...
How far did he get?
He was about 110 kilometres off Tybee Island.
Wait,
in Georgia.
So he had gone 110 k's?
That's where
that's
he started.
Pretty cool.
That's where the place in Florida where he lives is.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't know.
It says, 70 miles, 110 kilometres off Tybee Island. So, yeah.
Wow.
It's a lot.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
He's a 44-year-old marathon runner.
Oh, let the man run in a hamster wheel then.
Yeah, why not?
Doesn't sound like he
it sounds like
wants
he wants
to make the journey.
He
yeah.
wants to kill himself, so. Mm.
But he also contradicts himself by saying he wants to raise money for the homeless and the Coast Guard.
Yeah, well, he's spent a lot of the Coast Guard's money. It's more a fine he's got to pay. It's raising money.
There's got to be a house for him somewhere.
And wouldn't he want less Coast Guards so they don't keep catching him?
I reckon he's just trying to bribe him like, I'll give you a cut.
Pretty sure this is the plot of that Shutter Island movie.
Is it?
Yeah, he keeps running on a hamster wheel away from an island and then he's actually insane, but he's not.
Ooh.
But he's in the Coast Guard. It's just like fucking, it's like M. Night Shyamalan's next movie, I'm pretty sure. Do you think, how far do you reckon you could get, okay?
In a hamster wheel?
Yep.
Fucking not far.
To Tassie?
Are there waves? Are we on a...
Nah, no? But it's like, it's not waves. Like, there's a bit of movement, but not waves.
Not far.
But your life depends on it.
Oh, damn it. That's hard because you're burning calories, but you ain't got calories to eat.
No, you've load up before.
Okay.
Like Survivor, you know, they load up, come in all fat, and then
I reckon I could do
live off their stores for a bit.
The whole world?
Because you don't know how far you can run.
Do you reckon you could do Townsville to Magnetic Island?
Yeah. Yeah, because you have to. Unless, okay, if it was tall enough for me, I could. But if I had to, like, crouch the whole way, I would pay
wouldn't
that.
Suck. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, no, it's like on painful. My hands and knees, sort of. No, I wouldn't do that one. I'll just die. But that's it.
Let the bomb off.
I don't know how you get the passion for that.
It's an interesting one. He's just like, I've ran all over this land, time to run on the sea.
Well, speaking of marathon runners, I put in the chat, and you guys weren't as interested with me, because Ned, who's the Australian, Ned Brockman, ran from Perth to Sydney, crazy. There's this absolute nutbag right now trying to run the length of Africa.
Russ Cook.
And, like, because I just saw the tweet pop up, I didn't follow him till then. But he's like, here's what's happened in the last 3 months or whatever. And it's like, day 14, attempted robbery. Day 28, attempted robbery. Day 39, got robbed. Like, because he's not only trying to run the whole continent, it's the most dangerous countries. And he's got to go through heaps of them. And you got to bribe officials to get visas. And then his car keeps breaking down. And I looked, he's actually from the UK, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Redheaded.
Oof.
White skin running through Africa.
That's going to cost him a fortune in sunscreen.
That's difficult. Yeah, you're going to need to run with a pergola.
Yeah. You got a whole pergola team. You got to pay them, feed them.
So what it's called.
Yeah, pergola team. Four dudes carrying a pergola.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got it on here. Where is it?
Read it through for Tom.
Day 42, started pissing blood.
Yeah, read through all of it because it's just like crazy.
Day 1, started the mission with less than 10% funding. Day 5, support van breakdown.
Yeah.
Day 14, attempted robbery.
Yep.
Day 17, support van couldn't cross the border. Day 26, food poisoning. Day 35, another attempted robbery. Day 42, started pissing blood. Parentheses, lasted 6 days.
Oh.
Day 64.
Imagine 6 days of pissing blood while running a marathon each day.
He should have stopped before he even started.
10%
raised 10%. How about you wait?
If you book them, they will come. What's next? Go on.
Day 64, got robbed at gunpoint. Passports, cameras, phones, money got taken. Day 74, at least it wasn't issues. Day 74, visa issues. Day 89, leg injury. Day 103, got stuck in a rural Congo village. Thought I was going to die. Van fixing, restructure of the whole support team.
Jesus. Because they're all sane and they're like, dude, what are we doing?
I don't know if they are, bro. Yeah, and that sane. I don't even think he's a quarter of the way there yet. Like,
that's chaos.
Chaos, bro. It's just so... And that's why I was like, you're going to let this guy do it and not the hamster wheel?
Hamster wheel at least is funny.
Yeah, and I feel like that's shorter. I think what you could do with hamster wheel is put a little tracker on him.
Yeah.
Or put a drone overhead.
He can swallow it.
And then just keep an eye on him, and in a couple of days, if he doesn't do it, go get him then.
Yeah. Or just tell the pirates to get him.
Yeah.
Just go, we got one.
Hamster wheel did it with no funding, less than 10%.
Imagine if pirates took over his hamster wheel and they were just pirating around in a hamster wheel. That'd be cool.
Instead of ships, everyone had hamster wheels.
Yeah.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Hamster wheels of the Caribbean. Cool. Captain Jack Sparrow. He kind of walks like he's on a hamster wheel.
There you go.
Okay, I got another news article for you guys. Putin's advisor says US is using brainwashing to make gay Ukrainian super soldiers.
Wait. The US are using...
Yeah, so Putin's advisor says US is using brainwashing to make gay Ukrainian super soldiers.
So
Sergei Markov...
I don't even know where to
a
start.
A former advisor to Putin, while appearing on Russian TV, claimed that the Ukraine military will become unified through gay sex like the Greek Spartans.
Ooh.
Mm.
So it's like a bonding thing.
Yeah, like syncing up with the periods.
Yeah?
No, okay, bonding. Bonding, like Avatar. And then how does that make them stronger?
I guess they're all like one brain. That's the idea. They're all like synchronized. Like, no? Or are they like, I love you. I don't want you to get hurt. I'm going to fight harder.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like forming romantic connections. Mm. I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Or maybe they just fuck so much they get heaps buff. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
They're just fucking really, really going for it. 24. Yeah, rip, dude. Their core strength. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then once... I don't... It's just so confusing.
It's quite the conspiracy theory. I hope it's true.
Yeah, it's very likely that the comments are less interested in historical accuracy and more interested in, like... inspiring anti-LGBTQ kind of
did you say stuff the Spartans? To Russian viewers.
Yeah, so I'm trying to get the document up now.
Like the Greek,
there is a little
they,
bit of
why they died out.
There's a little bit of historic validity
gay.
To it.
Yeah, no more Spartan children.
Mm. No IVF back then, I guess.
Allegedly.
Mm. There you go. That's what happened to Sparta. They fucked each other too much to become strong soldiers.
They did have good abs in 300.
Pussies. Yeah, that was a lot of dudes hanging out.
Just clapping cheeks.
Yeah. Yeah, there we go. That makes sense.
Cool. Well,
300 G-spots.
And I guess they can...
We have too many G-spots. We've got to fuck more. To conquer them. I don't know, man. It's a sequel. It hasn't received funding yet, but Screen Australia...
Yeah, and I guess they could like fingers put the crossed. Shields up and then like all be in a line perfectly.
Oh, to hide.
Joined up.
They hiding?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I always forget that the Ukraine war is still going on.
Oh, yeah.
It's going a while, eh? Probably. It's like, it's kind of like Oppenheimer. It's just gone a bit long. Just trim it. Mm. Can we end it soon?
Yeah.
Putin. Who'd be good? Who'd be good to start some fake news of?
I thought you were going to say get him on the pod.
I'll get him on the pod. Wait, we've got him right now. Vladimir, how you going?
Hello.
What's this rumor we hear about the Ukrainian soldiers?
What's the rumor?
Yes. Your advisor just said something about them.
Ah, yes. Yes. The Ukrainians are going to make gay super soldiers.
Well, they already have, haven't they?
I've seen it, yes.
Yeah, shit, dude.
I'm from the bushes.
Why?
Do you also want to suck our blood?
Yes.
Count for me.
One gay Ukrainian super soldier.
Who reported? Was that in Pedestrian or was that in Daily Mail?
Dude, that was on my Tumblr.
That was on your Tumblr. I was like, was that a real article?
That was in my diary.
Was that a real article?
That was in my dream journal, dude.
No, that's so hot. I can't remember. I can't find the link.
Yeah. Anyway. Oh, so he just made that up.
Yeah, he made that up.
Okay, should we move on?
Yeah, I wouldn't be quoting that one to your friends, guys.
Move on to Freak of the Week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Freak of the Week. Yeah,
Freak of the Week.
Freak of the Week.
I'm feeling freaky and I like it. I think you're freaky.
Yeah. So this week I found a lady who made a temperature blanket, but instead of recording the temperature, she did it based on her poo for the year.
I love this. So she knitted a blanket, but each strand is that is
each
that the
row.
Each row. So it's kind of a road blanket, right? Visualize it, guys.
Yep.
And each row is a descriptor, some kind of. There's some kind of table that explains the shit?
Yeah, yeah. So I'll explain it. So a temperature blanket is a knit or crocheted blanket that uses different shades of yarn to record the temperature of each day.
Right. So instead of the temperature, she's gone poop.
Yeah, so if she's done three poops a day, it'll be one shade of brown. If she's done two, is it...
Green.
Green.
Yep.
Do we have the scaling system there?
Yeah, so
does she have
was...
any five? Did she do any five a days?
Oh no, I don't know that.
So go
and
on.
Then the style of thread was also the texture or something.
Yeah, the consistency.
Was it all? How was her diet looking? All slop dogs.
I can get it.
You get it up.
Can we get a picture?
Get a picture up. I found this so funny because they put the video, Alex put the video in the chat, and she seems like a normal-ish lady, like a 30.
What's not normal about this?
Yeah, like 30-year-old sort poops. Of cat lady. She's got some Harry Potter glasses on. She's got a fringe.
Oh, it's, what are those red ones? They've got to be something messy.
Yeah, see, there's that's like a lot of colours. If it's numbers of poo per day, are you sure it's not per week? Because I feel like it'll just be the sort of 0 to 3 would be, that'd be only 4 colours.
No, it says per day. I took per day, yeah. So most days, maybe she does 2, which is green.
The green, yeah.
Maybe 1 poo would be, I reckon red's like 5.
That's a 5, yeah. But she's got a few 5s.
I reckon a blue is a 6, maybe.
Well, you'd say green's 1, brown's 2, then white's 0. It took her 6,000 hours to make. She needs a boyfriend. Pity all the...
She's still going to poop. Oh, I guess she won't have as much time to...
No, she definitely needs... She did 6,000 hours of knitting. She needs a boyfriend. Mm. But all the soldiers are gay and in Ukraine, so that's tough.
Yeah, it's a vicious cycle, isn't it?
That is tough. Look at that fringe. That's a great fringe.
Good what classes, would your blanket dude. Look like, Frenchie?
Red.
We don't know what the scale is, but it's not good.
It's not our actual shit. Okay, still.
Right, yeah. No, it's not good down there.
That is so...
We're waiting for that Metamucil sponsorship.
I guess another way you could do that is the number of wanks you had in a day.
Oh, but you just do it on a piece of paper.
No. I'm saying it's colour-based. It's colour-based.
Okay. Because I had a shirt I used to do that with, but I think we're talking about different things.
Different things.
Yeah, it was mainly white.
You shouldn't have worn it afterwards.
Yeah, it was crusty.
Just keep it in the drawer. Moving on.
Cringe corner.
Cringe corner.
Cringe corner.
Welcome to the corner of cringe.
Cringe corner. So if you missed last week's episode, cringe corner is about us telling embarrassing, cringy stories from our lives. In the hope that you will also share some with us instead
cleansing
of just...
Cleansing the cringe.
Sending us videos of you ripping bongs, which we got this week.
Our speak part was just bong rips for some reason.
I wrote out this thing for Instagram being like, hey guys, send us your cringe story instead a guy just rips a bong. I think that's the only submission.
It's just
got.
An embarrassing story. I don't find bong rips embarrassing. You should be proud of them. Mm. So if you have any good embarrassing stories from high school or recently, send them through. We'll play them on the pod.
All right. So this week I'll tell one and Alex is also going to tell one. Is that right?
Sure. Yep.
Oh, double up.
Double up. Okay. So mine happened in New York when I was there. It's recent-ish. I get submitted for a lot of random commercials through my agent and I'll do pretty much all of them. Like I'll submit an audition. Some will be better than others. Some I'm like, this is pretty boring. I might do something risky. Like, take a strong choice, you know? Mm-hmm. I had this one for, let's say, a recruitment company.
Mm-hmm.
And they were kind of going for, like, a fun comedy vibe. It was kind of like a seminar kind of vibe where they're selling something and it's very theatrical and they've kind of rehearsed this spiel.
Okay.
If you get what I'm saying.
Okay, yeah.
And I was kind of like the hype man.
Yep.
So the presenter's saying shit. And I'm there like repeating it and I got a keyboard and shit. I'm kind of a quirky character.
Yep.
And I gave 110%. Yep. I made some strong choices, one of which was instead of saying the line exactly how you'd think you'd say the line, did it in kind of a Spanish accent for some reason.
Okay.
Really sold it, you know? Okay. And I was like, I'll just throw it out there.
Yeah,
I don't really
it's comedy,
care.
It's comedy.
I think this would be the funnier version of how to do this. Like just go stupid with it. I got a call back.
Interesting.
Which is like, they liked it. They want to see more. You're going to be on a call with the director now. It took me a little bit to realize. So I'm on a Zoom call, director, casting producer, some other people probably. And I'm thinking they liked what I did. Mm. I took a risk and they went for it. I learned quickly that I don't think they saw the first one.
Okay.
So I'm giving them this weird Spanish, like 110% energy. I think I was saying, the secreto, something like really weird. And these people would have never seen me do it. I don't think they saw my original audition. And they're thinking like, is this guy fucking for real? And I did it once and they go, I think you're still warming up, aren't you? And they go, I go, ouch. Yeah, I'm still warming up. They go, let's do it again. I'm thinking, I don't think they've seen it, but I've committed.
They like, want it bigger.
So I'm there going, I've warmed up now, baby. You know, the secreto, like, da, 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 like too much. And the look on their faces, I could have fucking died. And Tonya, because I'm doing this in New York, we're in an Airbnb, she's listening to the whole thing. She saw me come up with this and she's like, no, they liked it. Good on you for taking a risk.
Yeah.
But she's seen it all fall apart.
Yeah.
And she, and like, I was so embarrassed. And they were like, all right. Thanks, mate. Yeah. All right. Thanks for taking the time.
Thanks for taking the time.
Hanging up the call, I'm just like, that was the worst thing that's ever happened. And you never hear back after
the
those
cringe,
things.
No.
And I was just like, and then like, it was almost too embarrassing that I didn't want Tonya to bring up how bad that was, you know, because they were quite blunt with me as well. And the lady even warned me before. She was like, he can be quite blunt with his responses, this director. So I'm after the call. I'm like, that was not good. And then Tony's like, it didn't sound good. I was like, don't, no, we can't talk about it yet. We laughed about it later, but at the time I was just like, fuck, this is the most embarrassing thing. Yeah. Like, the secreto. And, you, and then I saw the ad and it was so shit. Like if they went with something a bit more interesting, it would have been better, but it was so shit.
Yeah.
And it wasn't what they asked for either. Like it was just shit.
Still
hurts.
Still hurts the cringe.
All right.
Cringe.
We're cleansing the cringe.
I think it's just also like how there's no, if you could have just been like,
a bit of dialogue.
The next day, or be like, oh, I think I read it wrong.
I'll never see him again.
No. He'll always think that's you, the secreto.
And the thing is, in Australia, these commercial directors, if you look them up when you get a commercial, they also do like amazing films. So they'll be like, they're doing some shit ad, but they directed fucking Thor movie or something. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like they do these because they get
they
paid
get
so much.
Paid quick money. It's but like a week like and they get
bombing in front of these big directors. Oh, God.
No, that's tough.
Alex?
I might save mine for another time, but that was really good. Cool. And we'll move on to we've got, we're going to review some Tinder bios.
Okay. Oh, yes. Well, I'll airdrop these to you too, Tom, so you can go through them with
let me turn it on.
With,
they got that
weird. With everyone at once. Alex went through the best of the internet of Tinder profiles, and they are incredible.
Dude.
You've done very well here, Alex.
Tinder profiles are so funny.
Tom the Twink is still what you're saved as in my phone.
Oh, yeah. You're still schoolgirl number five.
Actually.
Yeah, you've been that for 5 years.
Monkey Boys Banana Mac.
Is that,
that's
is that
my you? Mac.
All right. So,
okay, we'll start from...
What are you starting from? I'll see if they sent them in the same order.
Is that in the order? Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
So first up, we have JNC. 24, it's a picture of a woman and a guy. She's lying on his shoulder.
Are those Snapchat glasses she's wearing? Are those like filter glasses?
I'm not sure. I think that's not the big thing to focus on here. It says bisexual woman, 41 Ks away. Cool. And this is what's written in the description. Brother slash sister seeking kind, open-minded, non-judgmental people.
Jesus Christ. How far away is Tasmania? It's more than 41 Ks.
Why does she have to say that?
Dude, and they look in love, to tell you the truth.
They do.
That's fucked up. All right, next one. We've got Olivia, 21. Oh, no. 2 miles away. Looking for someone to sweep me off my foot.
She's only got one leg. She's got one leg.
I did notice she's by the pool in a bikini, and I was like, there's one beautiful leg.
I noticed, but I didn't. I was like, damn, she got a leg. Yeah, I was looking. I knew.
That's more leg than one man needs.
She's very pretty, though. Sweep me off my leg. Who's next? Name blacked out. 40 miles away, 24. This is what she's written. Well, there's nothing better than a fart. Except kids falling off bikes, maybe. Fuck, I could watch kids fall off bikes all day. I don't give a shit about your kids. When I was a kid, I used to get upset when boys pull my hair. Funny how that changed. Anyone else attracted to psychopaths in movies and shows, or is it just me?
Oof.
Going to be in blank until January 2nd plans. If you know me personally, you came across this, mind your business.
There's a lot to take in there. There's a lot of flags.
That is all flags.
Oh, well.
All flags, no poles. That's what we say.
All right, next guy. Blacked out, 26. All right, he's a physiotherapeut.
German.
Okay.
Poot.
Poot. This app fuels the egotistic and narcissistic nature by giving them the selfie culture and a buffet of cock to choose from. Wow, this in turn transfers most of you women into picky bitches with shitty attitudes. Oh my God, this is a real person. Some of you have nothing to offer but your depreciating looks and pre-owned vaginas. If you're not this, swipe right.
Smiley face.
I've never heard pre-owned vaginas before. They buy those shit secondhand.
Put that in the Macquarie Dictionary.
Wow.
The dictionary needs to add
They're just hanging out off Parramatta Road.
Pre-owned.
Hey, you're here to buy a pre-owned vagina.
It's cheaper if it's pre-owned.
Not 2 miles on this one.
Oh. Oh, depreciating looks. This is
fucking hell.
Just incel alert. Oh, my goodness.
That... His head's cut off, but that could be your neck, Frenchie.
I feel like this is a sort of bloke who, like, falls in love with video game characters.
Oh, 100%.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he buys video games for the storylines, and they reject him
Yeah. He also hates them.
Oh, definitely. Pre-owned.
Pre-owned.
Pre-owned,
yeah.
Bro.
If they give another anime character a look, he's off them.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Lily, 18. Crack an egg into my ass and fuck me until it's scrambled. Yeah, that's a classic. She didn't write that.
It's a classic. You've had that one on yours. Yeah. I remember when you had that.
That's the slogan for the Ukrainian army.
The Ukrainian army.
Cracky egg. What are we having for breakfast today, boys? This war is a bit of a scramble. Okay, Jonathan, 27. Don't worry about my mum not liking you. She's dead. It's good to get it out on the table.
Okay, that's an interesting option. What's next? Another big boy. I've got a major in chemical engineering and a minor in my basement who writes bios for me. Brackets, this is a cry for help. That's funny. Pretty good. That's so funny.
It's pretty good. But the problem is he might.
He does. Yeah.
He does. Yeah. All right. Next one. Kiki, do you love me? My anxiety is chronic, but my ass is iconic.
Yeah,
that's a beautiful limerick.
Yeah, that was Shakespeare, I believe. I believe that was from Hamlet.
Ah, see.
Aaron. Okay, I already can tell he's written way too much.
Just read it.
It could be good. I'm on it. We're both at the bar. We lock eyes from across the dance floor. I start gliding towards you, maintaining eye contact. You wonder how I'm doing that. Heelys is how. Ice gets caught under my shoe. I can't stop healing. I fall, breaking my pelvis. Too late, you're already in love. You come to my side as I writhe in pain. Call me an ambulance, I say. You start to dial 911. I stop you. Wait, call me first. But your pelvis, you say. No, not my pelvis. My heart, I die in your arms. You cry out to the heavens, Finn.
That's a beautiful story.
That's another movie. That was a Hallmark movie,
yeah,
I believe.
I like that. I'd watch it. All right. Oh, my gosh. Okay. There's an old man pointing to a picture of a woman. Okay. It says, date Sherry. Grandfather seeking companion for granddaughter. She suffers from poor choices.
That's so funny.
Sometimes the grandpa's got to step in.
And a printed out picture from the...
Oh, dude.
Oh, I love
that. And he looks concerned.
He does. He looks like
stern. He looks like Robert De Niro in Meet the Fuckers.
Yeah, he looks... That's what I was going to say.
Not the first one, he's aged.
He looks like he runs... you know when they're in debt and you go get the debt back? What's that called?
He's a debt collector.
He's like a bounty hunter debt collector. He looks like a hard man. Like Ebony from Wollongong. If a girl tells you your dick is small, just remember that hers is literally 0 inches long. Stay humble, kings. Yes, love the gong.
That's true. Kristen, 23. Will I go through your phone at 4 a.m. while you're sleeping and start unnecessary fights? Absolutely. But will I suck your dick like a vacuum and listen to your rants about how much you hate your father? You betcha. High risk, high reward, baby.
Oh, yeah,
that's
good.
A good sales pitch.
We're in.
Wow.
Swipe right. Here's a photo of an actual catfish. It's called a real human 20. Hello, fellow human beings. I like breathing and taking long walks on leg. I'm not really a cat person, though.
That's so funny.
Fans.
Oh, no. The next one. Okay. Nile, 19. He's in a wheelchair. I ride a wheelchair all day, but I will ride you all night. Winky face. Love that.
Give it to him. John, 41, has written, oh, wow. No single mums. If you were a catch, he wouldn't have left you and the kids behind.
Strong statement, John. He does have a dead cold look in his eyes. Wow.
Would murder someone. Yeah, that's a...
Yikes.
That's a criminal of Dexter. That's what he is.
All right. It's Casey, 23. I want a hug or some orgasm or a hug and an orgasm. In short, a huggasms. Let's have some fun and see where it goes. If that fun turns into serious, then let's give it a shot. Hit me up on my IG. She looks scary.
No, that is, yeah, that's...
That's a man.
She's going to watch you sleep.
Oh, God. The next guy.
This guy. We saw this in the chat. Okay, 31 years old. I have three jobs. Ask me. Okay. About me. If you ever need a ride home from work, save your money, send me a message. I'll come and pick you up and take you home.
That's nice. That's nice of him.
He hasn't finished.
Okay.
He's also written this.
Mm.
All I ask for in return is that you suck me off and let me play with you during the trip. The goal is to make me come before we arrive at your destination. Otherwise, I get to fuck you to finish off.
Oh, God. That sounds like the worst video game ever, doesn't it? And fucking this guy's eyes are so close together. It's basically one eye, isn't it? It's just a blob with one eye. It's like a disgusting cyclops.
Oh, my goodness. He's okay. A non-smoker, though.
Oh, that's good. I'm back on him. Terry, 73. Strong name. I'm old, ugly, and horny, and I love eating smooth young pussy. Oh, Terry. My favorite is 69, although I love cowgirl because I get to maul those gorgeous melons. Also, I love doggy. Terry is a night terror. That's what it's short for, night terror.
Terrifying. Terrifying. He looks like a former priest too. He's got that black shirt. Yeah,
he's just popped the collar off. I'm Terry now.
He's got a big belly, but he's got John Lennon glasses. He's very confusing dude. Oh, beautiful.
That was great.
That was a great segment. Thank you for preparing that, Alex.
Oh, you're welcome. I had so much fun finding all those.
Oh,
that's great.
Yeah, if any segments you really like, guys, let us know and we'll do them more often. If you don't like one, just don't write anything. We'll get a vibe for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you can
if you rip a bong, rip it hard, rip it long.
Yeah.
Rip it hard, rip it long. As I said before, we're coming up to do shows. Ipswich has got 30 tickets left, so get quick if you want to come to that.
If you've got a netball team, a sport team, buy everyone tickets.
Buy everyone tickets and you're in. Second show at Ipswich is sold out already too. Then the week after, we're in Tamworth. A couple of tickets left for that if you're from Tamworth.
We'll be wearing our country music shirts for that one,
yes,
boys.
We have to. Let's go full country. Yeah. And then Sydney the weekend after. All the shows, New Zealand and UK coming up on my website, frenchycomedy.com/tickets. Tom and Frenchy Patreon. We just had the extra episode last week.
Yes.
Which was awesome. People very much love that. Are we doing one this week?
I thought we said every week.
Okay, we're doing one again this week. Aren't you lucky? So Patreons, patreon.com/TomFrenchy.
So you got it.
What else?
Nailed it.
So we'll be doing an extra episode now.
So head over there.
Head
sign
over
up.
There.
You
sign
can,
up.
There's a backlog of shit you can watch.
Backlog.
Huge.
Front log. Side log.
Yeah. We're making a blanket out of it.
Yeah.
That's good. See you guys.
See you guys.